What does Aaron Cromer mean to you?
He's been a big part of my NFL career. It's funny because I met Chrome during college workouts. He came to Towson. For me, just to still be with him, you know, 6-7 years in the same system and learn his techniques and be able to grow individually and as a team has been pretty cool.
And while you were a fourth-round pick, you didn't get that playing time right away. I mean, there were a bunch of games you were inactive. You're probably pulling your hair out, waiting your opportunity. But during that time, do you feel he had a big impact on developing some of the techniques that you now use even to this day?
First year, honestly, I mean, truthfully, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I was ready to be thrown out there yet. I mean, I probably could have got the job done, but you know, it's, you know, physically and mentally, I think it was good for me to have some extra practice reps before and after practice and able to grow every single day. And, you know, getting into that second year, because, you know, you put a lot of work in and during the season and in the off season, and then you come back the second year and I was still in the same position. That was tough, and I was actually still in the same position going into my third year because we had a Pro Bowl tackle in front of me. He got injured, and I stepped in and trying to keep it up.
Yeah, stepped in is putting it humbly, which is you. You know, a couple of Pro Bowls, a championship, and a big contract with a new team. Your career has gone really skyrocket.
It has, but you know, I'm the type of person, I just take it one day at a time. I really don't try to think about it too much. You know, I always try to keep my focus going forward. And you know, the last time I put these pads on, that's when I'll start reflecting. But you know, I'm gonna try to keep this thing going day to day and continuing to grow, continuing to, you know, try to find a way to get better.
You were the first big new piece to the puzzle, offensive line.
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity for not just myself, my family, but, you know, it's just a good opportunity to further my career, and then for me to come here to play in Chicago, one of the most historical franchises in the NFL, to come here and to have an opportunity to continue to grow, continue to get better, and a chance to play for a Super Bowl is all I want to do.
Fun, man. We play as a team, we win as a team. Family on three. 1, 2, 3. Family!
Tell me about Visualize and Rise. I love the sound of it, and I know you're helping plenty of high school kids out there.
We've raised some good money in back in my small community, back in Virginia in King George, but last Christmas, Visualize and Rise Foundation, we brought it here into the Chicago area. We were able to take some kids who were good kids, and you know, sometimes you just need to, you know, spread some love, you know, just to motivate them a little bit and show them that, you know, we care for them, we have their backs, and to help them further their career and take some of the financial burden off of them as they try to take the next step in their education.
So when these kids find out they get a scholarship from an NFL football player in this foundation, what's a smile like on their face and what it means to you?
It means everything. It really touches your heart, and it wants you, it motivates you to give back even more.